Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Simon Barrett, and this is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone in the entertainment business. Well, have I got a treat for you today. I actually have two guests. Mark Vicknes and his partner in crime, David Worm, operate under the name Glasshouse, and they have just released their third CD titled Long Way Down. Mark and David, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Simon. Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely, my pleasure. So, I like to always start with a little background. So, I'm going to pick on you individually. Who is Mark Vicknes?
Well, Mark Vicknes is a guy who's been playing guitar and writing music for perhaps longer than maybe I want to admit on the air here, but it's been a good long while. I've actually had background formal training in theory and composition. I studied at Cal Arts under a wonderful composer, Mel Powell, and then moved from Southern California here to the Bay Area, where I was fortunate enough to run into David. And since that time, we have been collaborating, writing together, recording, producing, and playing out.
I won't ask the question because you've already answered it. You are classically trained.
Why
did you take that route? I mean, you know, so many youngsters, and I'm calling you youngsters. Yeah, you know, these days are just self-taught.
Yes. Well, I started very early on, at age 6, with classical piano lessons. And left that somewhere around age 12 or so to start going after guitar. I was enamored of all the great guitar gods of the day. And I did that through high school, but I actually got back into classical piano, and my teacher was feeding me some theory, and I was taking some in high school. And then when I went to college, I came under the tutelage of the head of the music department there, who started feeding me a lot of composition. I got very attracted to Stravinsky and Ravel and Debussy and guys like that, as well as a lot of jazz players. And I was just very intrigued by it, and so I started studying classical guitar as well, and I just sort of went down that road.
I have no wish to leave David out in the cold. David, tell us a little bit about you.
Bay Area born and bred. They call it East Bay, Oakland area. And originally I was a trombone player in grade school, came up through the bands, and then got involved in funk bands, Tower of Powers of the world, Chicago, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, those early R&B bands, and then decided that I wanted to vocalize, I wanted to sing. It was a better way of emoting. It just seemed more appropriate for me at the time than playing the trombone at the time. So I just went on through high school, started fronting bands, went on the road out of college after a couple of years, and just spent a lot of time with rock bands, soul bands, funk bands. That's where my background is. And then got back to the Bay Area after doing a lot of touring and got back in and started to really seriously pursue singing and decided that the instrument was something I really needed to develop. It's one thing just to shout and, you know, and pull off the R&B tunes, which is beautiful music, and I aspire to it, still do, but I was starting to be exposed to people like Bobby McFerrin and jazz vocalists and starting to understand the nuance and the color of the voice and wanted to push the envelope a little bit. So I got
okay,
involved
with him. You mentioned the name. Bobby McFerrin.
Right.
I read the press release, and last night, the first thing I did was go to YouTube and listen to Don't Worry, Be Happy. And
right.
My wife was looking at me with, great big wide eyes. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah. It's one of his lesser tunes too. He even thinks so. But it was it had great popularity. Really caught on. So.
Indeed it did.
Yeah. Yep. So. Yeah, I've been following him around the planet for a number of years. Been touring with him and performing with him in a group called Voice Astra, another group called Hard Choral. We teach together at Omega Institute in New York every summer, and we did a tour last summer in Europe. So the involvement has been there. He's pretty much like my guru, if you will. He's taught me quite a lot. So.
Well, I just like his I like that one song. I mean, who can be grumpy when you listen to it?
Yeah. Yeah, truth. That's the truth. Yeah, it puts you in a mood for sure.
Right. So, Mark, let's go back to you. How long has Glasshouse been around?
Glasshouse has been around. I met David, I believe it was 1989. And so this is, 23, 24 years in that neighborhood.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Okay, so I think it's safe to say that neither of you are in your 20s.
I would say, that would be a safe assumption.
Yes.
That was left some time ago.
Before I... dig myself into a hole. I vote that we play a track from your new CD. How does Build a Bridge grab you, gentlemen?
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
Alrighty. Here it is.
Yours to mine, to right to wrong. From those who died young to those who lived long. From those who stand to those who stand aside. For those who stand shouting down this great divide.
Egypt, the Middle East areas of our own country here in the States, just it's calling for us to come together in whatever capacity that would be. So you know, we've done this song for a while, and we've got a couple of incarnations of it, but this particular one, we really wanted to make a statement about it again with a much more powerful draw and include. I mean, Mark was really key in getting the Eastern influence in there with the tabla, bringing in some really great players, Piper Ho being the tabla player on this track, and just you know, creating an atmosphere that's more universal and includes it's an all-inclusive piece, and the statement behind it is that, you know, it really calls for us to unify in some kind of way as a people.
Yeah, and if I could just throw in here, Simon, just musically, I mean, David spoke to what the song is trying to get at lyrically. We were trying musically, as David kind of suggested, to reflect what was going on lyrically by bridging various different styles of music. The piece, as it goes through the song, for instance, the drumming switches off between Indian tabla and then goes to Western style kit drumming, which is played by Scott Amendola, absolutely phenomenal jazz drummer, who's best known for working with Charlie Hunter, the great guitarist. You know, between that and trying to bridge various styles that David and I have both worked in, the huge vocal arrangement is typical of things that David has done working with large choral forces. He regularly leads, you know, circle singing groups here and everywhere, actually. We were trying to get at a bunch of different things musically to reflect what was happening in the message of the song.
Okay. A question that I love to ask musicians, you know, who is the who's the lead? You know, who composed this, or do the pair of you, you know, start from scratch? You know, one of you has a riff, as they call it, and you know, you flesh it out and then add some words. And so how do you handle the composition?
Well, I mean, this song in particular goes back years, as David mentioned. So I don't know if David can even remember. I certainly can't, where it first started. I can recall, though, with respect to this arrangement, that this was pretty typical, I think, of how we work. I had a little guitar pattern, a little acoustic guitar pattern, a tuning, and then David starts singing over that, and most of our songs get fleshed out from a solo acoustic guitar and a solo voice structure. And it's really not until, you know, we have a song that stands on its own in that context that then we start the decoration process. And the decoration process can take a long time. I mean, would you agree with that, Dave?
Yeah, I would. We have a dungeon. It's actually the basement of Mark's house that's set up, and we go down there and we throw stuff against the wall until it sticks. And he's right. If it doesn't hold up with just voice and guitar, you know, it's not going to be ready for embellishment. And then, you know, we hang the ornaments after we get the structure. And it's a process that it's not set in stone. Sometimes it's a riff, sometimes it's a line, sometimes it's an idea. But it always just germinates out of acoustic guitar and voice. That's what we're about. From the dungeon.
Okay. Right. I won't go further into the dungeon. But I know one of you loves stringed instruments, and I quite honestly was blown away. The 8-string guitar is not exactly something you bump into every day. You know, why and how did you get involved with such a beast?
I got involved in that beast of a guitar. Basically, it was by way of studying classical Indian music, which I did while I started in college and then throughout graduate school, and I learned how to play sitar in a somewhat rudimentary way. But what I got exposed to was the resonance of those instruments, which they're built in such a way as to maximize resonance. And I got very attracted to that sound. And a few years back, David and I were out performing quite a bit, and we were looking for a way to be able to perform as a duo but have a larger sound. And so the idea came to me that if I could get two bass strings on a guitar, that would help us. I could play bass lines and guitar parts at the same time. And I actually started with a harp guitar, which has 11 strings, has 5 bass strings on it. But those bass strings are fixed pitch bass strings, so you can't move them at all. And so that then steered me in the direction of an 8-string, and I hooked up with a luthier here in Santa Cruz, and he built that instrument for me.
I just, you know, I read it, and I went, oh, Lord, you know, that's got to be an absolute monster to play.
It's a lot of fun to play it. Fortunately, I have long fingers, and that's helpful because the neck is really wide on the thing. But it's a blast to be able to play. That instrument gets down into the range of a 5-string bass, as well as the full guitar range. So it's just expansive.
And when Mark talks about resonance, it has such a great sound. I mean, it's just an amazing sound, live or recorded. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, unfortunately, the world of internet radio really doesn't do justice. But it has a great sound. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Before we move on, I've got one more question. The sitar. I mean, I love the instrument. In fact, several years ago, I conned my wife into going to a concert that featured a couple of sitar players.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just such a great instrument. Do you play it very often?
I almost never play the sitar. What I play now for Indian music is the drums that you just heard on Build a Bridge, the tabla. So I still have my sitar. It's a lovely instrument. But I have lost virtually all of my chops on it. What I do is I sit down in the dungeon and I play my tabla. That sounds rather sad, I have to say.
Okay. Well, I vote we play another track. All right. How does For Now sound to you guys?
That's terrific.
Okay. Here it is.
I know where you go in the middle of the night. I've seen your tears flow. I've cried at the sight. You may feel broken. Your secret's unspoken. But for now, just for now, for now we'll wait and see. Just for now. Oh, just for now. For now, just you and me. Hard winds blow when the nightmares begin. All those you carry, it's time to let them go. For now, just for now. And soon you'll see, for now, oh, just for now. For now, just you and me.
It's being played by Mads Tolling, wonderful young player here in the Bay Area.
But perhaps a violin? I would never have guessed it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's playing almost all on his low string there. And he has, I think he put a mute, actually, on the string, so it gives it that very sort of sultry sound.
Right. It's just magic, magic, magic. And, production, and don't take this the wrong way, is so simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guitar, vocal, and that, well, violin, but I still think you're joshing me.
You know, maybe he pulled out a viola, actually. I don't know. He was in the booth there, so. I have to mention, though, Simon, I really appreciate your comments. And on the production, we would be remiss if we didn't mention the phenomenal talent of John Evans, who produced the record and mixed all of these tracks. And plays bass on virtually all of these tracks. On the two you played, that's John playing bass on Build a Bridge, electric bass, and upright bass on this one. And he was just a tremendous asset to this record.
Fabulous guy.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, just wonderful.
Okay, and That leads me into some absolutely shameless commercialization. Where can people buy Long Way Down?
Well, there's a bunch of places people can go. You can go to our website, which is glasshousemusic, all one word, .org. It's available on iTunes. And if people go on iTunes and just search Glass House Long Way Down, it'll come straight up. The physical CD can be purchased at cdbaby.com. And again, the specific location is cdbaby.com/cd/glasshouse12. And I'm not sure why that is. But, that's a mystery.
As opposed to 11. You know.
Right. but glasshousemusic.org is a good place to start, because there's a buy CD button there, and that'll take you to any number of locations. I think it's a bit. Yeah, it's available on a whole bunch of other digital sites. I believe it's on Amazon.com as well, BestBuy.com, et cetera.
A question for you. This is your third CD, as I understand it. Are the first two in the same ilk, same genre?
Same ilk, same genre. The first CD that we did was a little more electric. At the time, I was doing a lot more electric guitar playing, and it was more akin to a sort of Peter Gabriel-ish, Bruce Hornsby, Dave Matthews, Brew.
We actually had a band, it was a band, like a band configuration.
Yeah, and we had keyboards as well.
Yeah, lots of.
Which we have let go of. And then the second record was now sort of heading more the direction of a more acoustic type of a sound. But it is, I think the songwriting is still consistent in terms of style.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, I just love the CD. I think you've done a fabulous job. You know, what sort of feedback are you getting from you know, listeners and buyers?
Well, we have it's a fairly recent release, and looking at my email, I'm seeing that that the press release has recently gone out and posted. So we haven't had a lot of reviews directly on the CD. We were in Montreal in July and performed there and got some very lovely feedback from the folks in Montreal.
Some YouTube videos, too, by the way.
That's right. And so, yeah, we made some additional video. We've had some lovely comments. And I should mention we have a YouTube channel, Glass House Music, with a bunch of our videos up there over the years, including this recent video. So far, we haven't heard anyone say, geez, we just really hate this record.
there's a guy in the UK named Simon who really likes it, you know.
it's one thing creating a studio sound, and it's an entirely different beast getting up on stage. Do you view yourself as, you know, studio or live?
Gosh, I think we see ourselves as live performers. We really have a blast doing this stuff live, particularly in the scale down. If we're doing as you will see if you check out the videos on YouTube with just guitar and voice. The tunes hold up really nicely, and Mark is doing some, you know, he's playing the 8-string, so we lack nothing in terms of low end, you know, like bass lines and that, but he's also doing some percussive things as he plays, more of in a Michael Hedges style. And then I do vocal percussion, and I use processing that allows us to do some background harmony. And, you know, just some stuff that we experiment with literally on stage.
I want to know how many fingers the guy uses, you know, with an 8-string. Has he had a couple of extra fingers grafted on?
You got appendages.
Yes,
you don't know about.
Yeah, I have. Surgically, I have 8 fingers there on the left hand. It's very helpful, but somewhat creepy to see.
Come back, lot surgeon, hooked him up. You know.
Yeah.
Really crazy.
Yeah.
Do you have any upcoming live gigs scheduled?
So we are in the process of getting ourselves booked, with the press releases just having gone out. Past Montreal, this is our first interview, which we're extremely grateful for. So it's in the works. And I would just add to what David said, Simon, that I would agree that we really are a live group. And what happens, and I think what is somewhat unique about Glass House is the length of time that David and I have been working together does breed a kind of an intimacy and connection when we play live that's different from musicians who are either just, you know, playing live for the first time together or haven't been together over a really long time as we have. And there's just a trust that goes on musically that allows for a kind of an exchange live that we've heard from people who have been there at our shows is really delightful for people to see. And it's lovely for us. It really
is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You kind of feel like, all right, well, geez, David has just gone down to this exit over here that I haven't seen him take before, but that's all right.
that Mark's going to follow, you know.
I'm over there
all
now.
All eight fingers are going for it.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, things happen, and that's what keeps it fresh, and both of us are sort of long-term improvisers and have, as Dave was mentioning, a bunch of kind of, you know, tricks up our sleeves in terms of how David handles his voice and how I handle my guitars, that you know, we hope presents as a really interesting kind of a live show.
Okay. Well, this begs the question. I played the track For Now, and, you know, kudos. Love the violin, if that really was a violin. But, you know, how can the pair of you play For Now, you know, with just the pair of you?
Well, we actually, that song, I should mention, is one of the new songs that was written for this record, unlike, you know, Build a Bridge, which has been around, as we mentioned, for a long time. And we performed For Now for the folks in Montreal, and I think David and I agreed it was one of the strongest things we did that night.
Yeah.
So, we just have to come up with creative ways, if we don't happen to have a violinist standing by, to fill in those spaces, and they can, the way we filled it in basically was I played a little more soloish type of stuff on guitar for that section. So we just come up with ways to fill in as needed, and it works.
You know, I love people with you know, creativity, and. Yep, that sounds like creativity. What are your future plans? I'm sure you've got the CD out there. Obviously, you're going to do some gigs in the Oakland area. Are you already working on another CD?
Well, we have a large amount of material that accumulates in my computer hard drive.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
There is always a large stock of material that we can be working on for new records and things like that. At the moment, I think the focus is to get out and play in support of the record. And just get it out there, you know, as much as we can, and see what kind of a response we can get. I think we're both really proud of this record. I know I'm extremely proud of David's vocals on this record. I think they're stunning. So that, you know, we're kind of going step by step and see where it goes.
I can say this with all seriousness. I am so impressed with both of you. I think this is a fabulous CD.
Thanks, Simon.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
All right, but I need to wrap this up. So any parting thoughts for us? I'll start with you, David.
Appreciate the time, you know, really a whole lot. This has been a great treat, and you know, look for us in the future. We're going to be swinging for the fences, and hopefully we'll come over the pond and see you at some point.
Oh no, the only pond I know of is Lake Pontchartrain. I live in Mississippi.
Oh, okay. All right, very good.
And your accomplice in crime, any parting thoughts?
Well, just to, again, thank you, Simon, for the opportunity. Really enjoyed it, and hope your listeners will give us a listen. If nothing else, go to our website and maybe just, click and hear the preview and see if there's something you like. Hopefully your listeners will enjoy what we've put together.
Oh, I'm sure they will. David and Mark, thank you so much. I do need to end the recording. So thank you, and who knows, hopefully in the future we will talk again.
Great. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks a lot. Yep. Appreciate it.
Till next time, this is Simon Barrett wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and safe day. We'll be back again soon with another program. Till then, goodbye.